Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Jean Rhys, R-H-Y-S, Jean Rhys. Now the dates of Jean Rhys are from 1890 to 1979. Now she was a West Indian novelist. Now till the age of 16 she lived in Dominica. And Dominica kahan pe hai? Dominica is a country, island country in the Caribbean. It is just near to Cuba. Just below the United States of America. वहाँ पे है ये. But later on, she moved to England. Because after all, her father was British. But her mother was Creole. C-R-E-O-L-E. Creole. Now, Creole तो आपका पता ही होगा. Somebody of a mixed descent. ठीक है? Not 100% European. So, both from her experiences and her parentage, she brings different experiences in her writings. And this is one of the reasons why reading the works of Jean Rhys is important when we read British diaspora writers. Now she is particularly famous for one novel which is called Wide Sargasso Sea. Okay, Wide Sargasso Sea. S-A-R-G-A-S-S-O. Sargasso. Sargasso Sea. Okay, Wide Sargasso Sea. This came out in 1966. And this novel is important hai? Because this is a kind of prequel to the novel Jane Eyre. ठीक है, we all have read Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte and this novel is a prequel, so something which comes before that. And the story in this novel is about Bertha Mason, ठीक है, which is the mad first wife of Mr. Rochester, ठीक है, in the novel Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. So Jean Rhys reconstructs the earlier life of this fictional character. Now another novel that is important from an exam point of view is titled Good Morning Midnight. Okay, Good Morning Midnight. This came out in 1939. Okay, exam ke point of view se ye bhi kafi important hai. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the two important novels by Jean Rhys. First is Wide Sargasso Sea and the other is Good Morning Midnight. And from the perspective of British diaspora writers, Jean Rhys is important. Okay?